The Seahawks shook off a Game 2 loss less than 24 hours earlier to win 6-2 in Verdun on April 14. That allowed them to win the best of three finals, 2-1. I think the difference in Game 3 was our team defense throughout the game, Seahawks coach Garth Mitchell said. Corey Gardham had a solid first period and our defense corps played a very solid game. We were able to hold a team with that much firepower and offensive ability to just a combined 8 shots over the last two periods speaks volumes to everyone's commitment to defense, shot blocking and paying the price all over the ice. Miniota Elkhorn got by the Aces, 5-4, in Game 1 on April 6 in Verdun. On April 13, the Aces responded with a 7-2 win in Niverville. Seahawks defenseman Dylan Stonehouse said, "On Saturday, we got behind quickly with a few shorthanded goals and we weren't able to gain much momentum. Sunday, we knew we had to play harder and a bit more of a simple game. We had to get more pucks on the net and stay out of the penalty box. The Saturday game we lost 7-2, we gave up 5 shorthanded goals. We kept saying it was a 2-2 game even strength. I felt like the pulse in the room Sunday was really positive, especially after just losing 7-2 the night before. I think the older team that we are just knew what needed to be done to give us a chance to win." In the final contest, the Seahawks led 2-0 after the first period and were up 4-0 at the second intermission. Taylor Sanheim lit the lamp twice. Also scoring for Miniota Elkhorn were Curtis Gardham, Sean Bowles, Zenon Zimer, and Tanner Kyle. Seahawks goalie Corey Gardham made 19 saves to defeat the Southeastern Manitoba Hockey League champions. "Ste. Anne is a very skilled hockey team, and we knew that," Stonehouse said. "We knew our work ethic needed to be there. We had to stay out of the penalty box, keep their skilled forwards in front of us at all times, and get as many pucks as we could at the net." The provincial title comes after the Seahawks flew to their second straight Tiger Hills Hockey League championship. They only dropped one game in the league playoffs and posted a 1-6-2-0-0 regular season record. Mitchell said it was an absolute team effort to win both the THHL title and the provincial championship. "Our goaltending and defense was outstanding all season and the offense was from a talented, hard-working group of forwards," he said. The Seahawks are certainly a tight-knit team. Many players on the senior squad now playing in the THHL won North Central Hockey League championships together on the Seahawks. The team features 4 sets of brothers. In addition, many players grew up as teammates. The coaching staff knows the group well. "The enjoyment comes from having had the opportunity to coach and to have had the chance to be involved in their development through their minor hockey careers," Mitchell said. "Now seeing them all play together at this level with this much success and proudly represent their communities of Miniota, Elkhorn and Macaulay, is very satisfying."